The media loves Byron Brown. Welcome in, welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just kind of hop right into it here. Byron Brown, I feel like he's been everywhere between Auburn at practice, between, you know, Elite 11 camps, you name it, he's been there. And the media is eating it up, and they're got some good things to say about Byron Brown. But I'll kind of throw it to you and let you explain what we are talking about.
Yeah, no, so the last 2 days, maybe yesterday, Auburn posted a clip on Instagram kind of talking about we're just kind of showcasing media day for the team, which is like, you know, when they do their hype videos, all the pictures, they're in their full uniforms, all dressed up. Personally, it's one of my favorite days of the year because I love that type of stuff. I love, yep, you know, video stuff like that. But so yeah, they did that. And so Auburn posted, Instagram posted a clip just kind of showcasing it, which I think was awesome. It really focused on Byron and everything. But really, if you haven't seen it, go over to Instagram or Facebook, wherever, you know, you or Twitter, wherever you find your Auburn content, and go find that video. It's really fun. Really cool what they're doing this year with the media side of things. Like they incorporated like the Sanford. Why am I blanking? Sanford Hall.
Yeah, the clock.
The clock tower face, which I thought was really cool, and also like the War Eagle wall that's in downtown Auburn. They kind of incorporate all this stuff into basically like Auburn, like, you know, landmarks, and kind of incorporated into this video. So it's super, super cool, super fun. And I'm excited to see what those turn out to be in the fall.
Yeah, me too. I like how in last year they did it, or I guess a couple years now they've done it with like the newspaper clippings of like, you know, the kick six and the miracle in Jordan Hare and punt Bama punt, like, you know, just like you have like the, I guess, like the all time moments. I can't remember what they called it, but it was like, you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen it, it was like a booth, almost like a photo booth, but you walk in and it's literally like from ground, walls and ceiling, it is just newspaper clippings of all the, you know, best moments, I guess, in Auburn football history. So I thought that was really cool. But I do like seeing how they have the War Eagle wall and the Sanford clock tower, just like landmarks at Auburn that are like significant to the campus. I think is really cool that they're incorporating that to the media strategy. And the media, shout out to the media team too, by the way. I'd be remiss if I don't mention this. But when the baseball game got delayed yesterday, because it was supposed to, first pitch was supposed to be at 5, I believe, 5:30, somewhere in there. And the weather that came through Alabama, which, by the way, I hope everyone's safe. I know some people still are without power. There's some people near me without power still, by the way. So I hope everyone's staying safe from that. But whenever they were trying to figure out, hey, we're going to, you know, first pitch is at 8, you know, somewhere in there, something like that, they put a graphic video out of Enjoy the Zen, like if you have YouTube TV, and that was phenomenal. I think that is one of the coolest things that they have done. And I know it's something like so minor, but if you have YouTube TV, and it's different with all these different streaming platforms, right? So with, if you have like normal cable or satellite, like it'll show commercials nonstop. I mean, that's just that's the name of the game, right? It's the old school way of doing things with TV. YouTube TV, meanwhile, it doesn't have some authorizations for certain ads in certain locations. So it'll have a thing come up pre-made where it says Enjoy the Zen. It'll be like a penguin sliding on the ice and you hear the wind blowing, or like a cat scratching a thread, or, you know, just something like that. And Auburn did it where it was, they were facing the Big Green Monster and saw the storm coming in, and you could hear the breeze, and like, you could hear like a little bit of like fan chatter, you know, just like, you know, it was really cool. I think that was one of the coolest things. But yeah, our media team this off season for football and during baseball season, and honestly, even with basketball, like they're on top of it. And I keep thinking year after year, no way they can top what they did. And they do every time. It never fails.
They've won Emmys. They've won like, you know, Southeast Regional Emmys, multiple. So, I mean, yeah, Auburn's media team has always been very top notch and second to none. And now, I remember, I think during Parsons last year, they kind of, you know, went into the jungle aspects of things, but like for like the, I'm talking about back to football media and stuff. But the last 2 years under Hugh, like they went hard into like the whole freeze snowy. Like 2 years ago, they did this like snowy one, or I think I would like the freezer one, and then last year they did the snow one. So they really went into that. But I really like where they're going this year with the Auburn, more Auburn themed instead of freeze themed.
Right, and I like how they're doing behind the scenes too, with like the photo shoots and everything. Because normally, you know, they just in the past, like you'll see some things where they're, you know, standing there and it's like, hey, do this, say this, you know, scream in the camera, you know, stuff like that, you know. And you even saw the one with Harson where it's like Auburn family, let's ride. It's like, oh Lord, may that forever die in the rafter somewhere in some tape room, or get thrown away or demolished. I don't care how you do it, just get rid of it. But I like how they're showing how they do things behind the scenes. Cause honestly, it might sound dumb to say this, but in a way with recruiting nowadays, how everything is so like, you know, I want to see how they do this. I want to see how they do this. And, you know, obviously at the end of the day, it's how much are you going to pay me? I understand that. That's priority number one. But when we're talking about a place like Auburn that you can offer money like every other school, but like, what do you have that's going to interest the student athlete at the end of the day? Cause at the end of the day, they're living there. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do you have to bring to the table? And the fact that we have a media team that's so creative that gives them options to have things to do while they're not practicing or something is just really cool to me. It really is. Cause they're almost one and the same in a way. They're part of the team with every single athletic team in our athletic department. So it's really cool to see that. And, I'm hoping that with this upcoming football season, and I agree with you, I can't wait to see how these turn out, especially the Sanford Hall ones, because they had like light post up and everything that if you take a walk out there at night, you know, the light posts are, you know, up and lit up, and it just it's a good little walking spot at night if you ever, you know, decide to take a walk down Toomer's Corner and past Sanford Lawn and all that. So it's really cool. But you know what else is a good decision to do? Going to AUShirts.com. You can go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen there. We have other options as well. You saw Kyle sporting some, I think it was a book, like another version of the book hat, I believe, during Barncast for baseball, the past couple of Barncast. And definitely check those out. We add new styles weekly. We're still working on a social hour t-shirt. We're getting there. We promise it is coming and it's going to look phenomenal. But I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you buy something from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all of the above, and we will shout you out on the show. We love to see y'all support us and the gear from all the shows here at the barn. And what better way to do that by buying a shirt at AUShirts.com? So again, please tag us if you buy something from AUShirts.com. Show your support. We love to shout you out on the show. Again, buy your shirts from AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com, B-U-C-R. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner and you want to support Auburn-run companies, go to buyauburn.com today to check that out. Or, you know, just if you want to search the index and see all the Auburn-run businesses, go to buyauburn.com today. Like I said, if you're going to the Auburn-Atlanta game or Auburn-Baylor game in Atlanta, you can go to buyauburn.com and see if there's anything on the index that you want to check out and search. And yeah, so go to buyauburn.com today to support it.
Yeah, please do that. It's a really cool concept and we'd love to see it grow even more. So again, if you know somebody that has a local business and they are an Auburn grad or just have some relation to Auburn, please get them to check that out. Again, that's buyauburn.com. Graham, we move on to baseball, and we knew that people were going to come and show out last night, but we hit an all-time attendance record last night at Plainsman Park. I believe it was like 8,228 total yesterday, I believe. It was just like between the amount of rain delays that we had, the amount of just it just we lost the first game against Milwaukee. That was already kind of a dink to the, you know, to the armor. And then just the constant rain delays. You're there all day. It's hot. It's humid. It's muggy. Everyone is like 15 pounds soaking wet with sweat. It's just like, ugh. You know what I mean? You just like, you don't want to be there, but you're there to support. And nobody would leave. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. And yes, we know some of the coaches like Butch and Coach Golish and Stephen Pearl and John Cohen and the team, like the respective teams, bought tickets for students to come and support. Mm-hmm. And everyone showed out. It was really cool to see. I don't know about you. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I think it was awesome. I mean, like, having the Auburn fan base, you know, buy into baseball, which is not something that, you know, you typically see, is so awesome, you know, in itself. And so finally, like, having, you know, first we were good at football, right? And then basketball slowly came along, and mm-hmm. Auburn fans slowly started to kind of, you know, associate themselves with that. And then now with baseball, the last couple of years being good, it's just so fun to see them support this team. And then especially after you said, like, such a long weekend of hard struggles and stuff, was really cool.
Yeah. And you said it yesterday, I believe you were saying that Auburn fans love Auburn, and that couldn't have been more true last night. I mean, I'm talking everyone showed out. I had friends that were there sending me pictures of the crowd. It was crazy. The last strikeout at the end, that crowd pop. And even when, also shout out Chase Frolic, man, that, talking about spark plug for the team. Mm-hmm. Anytime we needed him, he would step up to the plate and deliver every single time. And there's a clip going around on X. I couldn't find it. I was trying to get it for the show today, but it got lost in my feed somewhere. But he hits that home run, and the crowd pop that was behind that. You would have thought someone hit a game winner in the, you know, March Madness, NBA Finals, you name it. It was so loud. So I had my earphones, and I was like, whoa, holy crap. It's just, it was really cool to see that. It's very heartwarming to see that if you're an Auburn fan. The fact that the community came behind the team like that and gathered and supported and did what they did, it was really cool to see that. And I expect them to do the same. I believe the regional is the 5th through the 7th, the Super Regional.
Yeah, we start on Friday, I know that.
And it's in Auburn, correct?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, again, show out. I'm sure, you know, the momentum of the fan base being there yesterday, or just the whole weekend and last night, will carry over into this on the 5th. So, show out. We're playing Ole Miss. It's going to be a good series, I think, but you never know. You never know. Weird things happen in college baseball. And just college
sports. 2 wins away from Omaha.
Yeah, 2 wins away from Omaha. I can't remember who else is in the bracket off the top of my head. I'm going blank right now. But it's,
if you watched Village Vice earlier today, mm-hmm. Auburn is tied with just one of the schools, Texas, the best odds to win the national championship.
I'll take it. I would be so happy for Butch. Especially the way that this season, you know, it's been lots of ups, some downs. And whenever, you know, there's been downs, it's just been like everyone is screaming bloody murder from the top of the rooftop. It's like, oh, we're so done. And then, you know, then you have the pops that we had last night, and it just put hope back in everybody. And I hope that Butch and company have the team ready to go, because I think if they can play off this momentum from last night beating Milwaukee, who is not a bad team, We know that now. There were no pushover. I think we can handle our business against Ole Miss and get to Omaha and do what we need to do to get there. And I think Butch will have them ready to go for that. But, I couldn't believe I think there might be a post out there too. Like, they had – it was a graphic with, like, Plainsman Park from, like, I want to say – I guess they used a drone or something. You know, if you go to Auburn Baseball – on Instagram or X or Facebook, wherever, or it might be just Auburn University in general, you can find that. It's there. It's, I think they got some photos and videos in there as the crowd, you know, popping as well. So
again, Auburn media just undefeated.
Yeah, they know
everything they put out. I was like, this is cinema. Everything they put out.
Yeah, they're very talented. I remember going up there and shadowing when I was in high school. And I was just, like, very impressed. I was like, dang, this is, like, its own, like, y'all could be y'all's own, like, news unit out
this
here.
This is, like, a production company, yeah.
Yeah, like, y'all could make a straight-up short film out here.
Which they have. They have multiple. That's crazy. They have, like, they have the Cam Newton one. They have the Eagle Flight one now. They're literally doing that now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. And I know it's on War Eagle Plus. I know some people are, like, hesitant to get another subscription service, but it's worth it.
I have War Eagle Plus.
You also get
perks even in stadium. Like, you get, you know, discounts on, like, concessions. And for at A-Day, War Eagle Plus members got to get on the field first for autograph signing. So there are perks that come with it outside of just a subscription. So
yeah,
if you love Auburn as much as, you know, some guys like us do, then I do it. It's not that much.
Yeah,
and you're supporting athletics.
Yeah, NIL, I was about to say this goes towards NIL. So you're doing your part in helping with that. And plus, if you're a big fan of just documentaries in general and you're an Auburn fan, why not? I mean, it's really cool. Like the Eagle Flight one might be my favorite one. I'll be honest. I was not aware that, and I was born in 1998. So they started the Eagle Flight literally. Jeez.
I'm kidding.
It's like you remember Kevin Hart and Don Cheadle, where he's like, "Yeah, I'm 50 something now," and he goes, "Right." Yeah, it's one of my favorite. And he's like, I'm sorry. Oh God, that's such a good one. But yeah, I'm very excited to see how baseball obviously carries over into this next game. And honestly, just keeping your eye on the media team has been very, very fun. Especially since we've started doing this, I've been paying more close attention to that side of it specifically. Because it's just, again, I keep thinking they can't top this. There's no way. And then they come out the other day, like, enjoy the Zen. I'm like, yes, that is so simple, but so good. Like, you just, creativity is not hard if you just look around for a little bit. Just open your eyes and you'll be able to find something and make something. It's like some of these singers nowadays that will make their own beats based off of a little ticker thing on like a crosswalk or something like that. Like, oh, it's a hi-hat. Nope, it's just the ticker going across. Crosswalk. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just look around, there's creativity everywhere. Just open your eyes, open your ear, you'll find it. So there's my little nugget of the day. But one thing I wanted to touch on too, because it's, you know, again, we're nerds on here. And if you're watching, listening, you might be a nerd as well. But they, the covers of the new college football game have come out.
I like the base game. I'm not a fan of the deluxe version.
The deluxe version looks like a...
looks AI.
It looks AI, but it looks like a poster for like early 2000s, late 90s, like sitcom.
Like, yeah, I don't like... I'm not a fan of the Kurt Cignetti with like an eyebrow up, like in the very front, like...
It made me laugh. I don't know why, because it just looks like someone put Malcolm in the middle, like edited out.
Dude, that's great. That's actually a great comparison to that.
It looks like Malcolm in the Middle. And I was screaming. I saw that. It took me 5 minutes to gather myself after I read that. But yeah, the cover athletes are
Malachi Toney, Kewan Lacey, and Donovan Moore.
So Kewan Lacey, I don't know if you saw his post. They, I believe, in Oxford, Tupelo, where else in Mississippi that I saw. But he has his own billboard promoting College Football 27. It's like him, like it's just a solo version of the cover of him on the cover, which I thought was really cool to see that. But yeah, Dante Moore's on there. And who's the other guy you said from Miami?
Malachi Toney.
So it's almost here. I think the full reveal for both College Football 27 and Madden is on Thursday on the 4th. Thursday. So yeah. I'm not sure what time that is at, though. It could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the middle of the day or at night, I don't know.
Probably around like 11 p.m. is what I would say. No, a.m. 11 a.m. Sorry.
I'll be keeping a close eye on that. It's college football. Like EA is notorious for if you're a fellow gamer like I am. It's just I used to be very, very deep into it. Now it's like the only time I'm on is when I stream on my personal channel now. But college football, ever since it's come back, like when 25 came out, the hype was insane. And then 26, it was like, now it's very half and half. Like you have people like me and Graham that are excited for it. And then you have the other half where it's like, we'll see.
It's people that want changes in the game. Like I'm one of these people. Like I want I'm excited you gave us the game back. But now like, all right, cool. Year two, I get it. Let's make a couple changes. All right, year three. Now you know what the people want. Mm-hmm. Let's start putting it back in the game. And so I'm interested to see if they, make some of the changes that people really wanted, but I'm excited to play it no matter what.
Yeah, like I know there was an article that came out yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, Graham, but Kurt Herbstreit will not be in the game, which kind of sucks. I did see that I believe they're doing sideline reporters this year.
This isn't like Holly Rowe, yeah?
Yeah, it's Holly Rowe, because they used to back in the day when y'all played NCAA, it was Aaron Andrews and I can't remember who, I think it might have just been Erin Andrews, actually, back when she did college football. Now she's strictly NFL, maybe some college too. I don't know. I just see her mostly on NFL broadcast. But yeah, Holly Rowe would be the sideline reporter. And I think Chris Davis is still doing some, I believe, commentary as well. Reese Davis. Yeah.
Last year it was Chris Fowler, and then Reese Davis, Jesse Palmer.
Yeah.
And David Pollack.
Yeah, and I think David Pollack is back in this one, so that's fine. I'm cool with David Pollack. I don't mind that. But yeah, the other thing too, some of the leaks of this game, the likeness on some of the players, like some of the bigger names at least, the likeness is one for one compared to how it's been the past 2 years. Like you had 25 mainly focused on the likeness of the cover athletes, that being Travis Hunter and who was Texas's quarterback 2 years ago?
Quinn
Ewers and Michigan's running back was on the cover as well. I can't remember his name either, but they mainly focused on their likeness compared to, and some of the other, like Bama had Ryan Davis this past year. You know, he looked like Ryan Davis, and then it's just, I don't know. It's just interesting how they do it, but we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. But other than that, that's all I have. You got anything? Cool. Well, this was a fun episode. I really enjoyed talking about the media thing. I've been wanting to talk about media and didn't know how to squeeze it into a show. And this was going to be that. This was the one to do it, because that graphic yesterday alone, I was like, dude, yes. Like I reposted on everything I could repost it on. It was too good not to share. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have anything else. Graham doesn't have anything else. Again, if you like what you're listening to, please, and watching rather, and listening, please subscribe and follow The Barn. Check out other shows like this when you're listening to now The Barn Social Hour. Please check out the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Baseball Show, The Basketball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. We are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We will see you next time. As always, War Damn. Have a good rest of your night.
See ya.